The Senate will please come to order, and the clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson, Atkinson, Bates, Bates, Beyer, Beyer, Boquist, Boquist, Burdick, Burdick, Devlin, Devlin, Dingfelder, Dingfelder, Edwards, Edwards, Ferrioli, Ferrioli, George, George, Girard, Girard, Haas, Haas, Johnson, Johnson, Cruz, Cruz, Montes Anderson, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morse, Morse, Nelson, Nelson, Olson, Olson, Prozansky, Prozansky, Rosenbaum, Rosenbaum, Shields, Shields, Starr, Starr, Steiner, Hayward, Telfer, Telfer, Thompson, Thompson, Verger, Verger, Whitsitt, Whitsitt, Winters, Winters, President Courtney.
A quorum being present, we will now post the colors. And Senator Joanne Verger, Senator Joanne Verger will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Today's invocation, Senator David Nelson.
Let us pray. This is from an evening prayer, and I think is somewhat appropriate for where we're at. Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. Stay with us now, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. But let your light scatter the darkness and shine within the people here and everywhere. Amen.
Thank you, Senator Joanne Verger, for your leadership in leading us to pledge allegiance to the flag. And thank you, Senator David Nelson, for your invocation. We're now officially under courtesies. Without objection, we will return to the order of courtesies. I believe that's what's happening. Recognize Senator Chris Telfer, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd ask that you extend courtesies to my guest today, who is Erin Marlowe, who's from Bend, and she works for a local newspaper there, and she's kind of my shadow today.
Thank you, Erin. Thanks for being here. And I'd like to extend the official courtesies of the Senate to you, and you picked a very good day to be here, I think. And so stay as long as you like. It is your state capital, as you shadow Senator Chris Telfer. I wonder what that would be like to shadow the good senator. I'd like to have a shadow sometime, I think. Are there further courtesies, please? We're now in our remonstrances. We will now go to messages from the House, please.
Mr. President, I direct my co-speakers to inform you that they have signed House Bill 4006, 4041, 4063, 4079, 4110, 4141, 4150, and House Concurrent Resolution 206.
The reports from committees, in accordance with SR 8.551, Committee Report Summary Number 4849, was distributed to members today. This information will be recorded in the Journal and the State's report, and it is so ordered. Okay, we'll start now. Under propositions and motions, I'm going to recognize Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the proposed amendments to Senate Interim Rules 213.09, 213.15, and 213.16 for the 76th Legislative Assembly be adopted.
Senator Dianne Rosenbaum has moved that the proposed amendments to Senate Interim Rules 213.09, 213.15 and 213.16 for the 76th Legislative Assembly be adopted. To your motion, please.
Thank you, colleagues. These rules were previously distributed to you. They will make our rules consistent with the provisions of Senate Concurrent Resolution 212, which we're also about to consider. And so just in terms of making our rules consistent with that resolution, we need to do this, and I recommend an aye vote.
Thank you. Discussion. Recognize Senator Jeff Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President. In an effort to try to be bipartisan in this, I looked at the two dates and suggested we meet in the middle, that the filing deadline would be the 25th, but nobody seemed to like that idea.
Okay. Further discussion? Senator Rosenbaum, do you wish to close?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
The question now before us is the adoption of the proposed amendments to Senate Interim Rules 213.09, 213.15, and 213.16 for the 76th Legislative Assembly. All those in favor, answer aye as your names are called, and those opposed, no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Shields. Starr. Steiner Hayward. Telfer,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Boquist, Burdick, Devlin, Dingfelder, Edwards, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Juanis Anderson, Monroe, Morse, Nelson, Olson?
Aye.
Prozanski?
Aye.
Rosenbaum? Rosenbaum? President Courtney?
Aye. Yes.
Not answering. Atkinson?
Excuse him. I'm not going to start picking.
George?
I don't know. Just
excused. Atkinson. George. 28 aye votes.
The
George is an aye.
29 aye votes.
This motion has carried. Recognize Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that consideration of House Bill 4026 be taken from its place on today's calendar and be referred to the Rules Committee.
Senator Dianne Rosenbaum has moved the consideration of House Bill 4026 be taken from its place on today's calendar and be referred to the Rules Committee. To your motion, please.
Thank you, colleagues. The Rules Committee had so much fun at our hearing yesterday that we really wanted an opportunity to get back together again. And this bill provides that opportunity. The bill also needs a small technical change, and that's what we will do with it.
Discussion on the motion, which is now before us. Senator Rosenbaum, any closing? The question is on referring House Bill 4026 to the Rules Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye, aye. And those opposed, no, no. This motion has carried. Here we go. Recognize Senator Ted Ferriero, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the Republicans would highly value a caucus in our third floor caucus room beginning immediately, Mr. President.
Okay. Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, please.
Senate Democrats will stand at ease.
Senator Ferrioli, do you have a specific time or should I just pick one?
Mr. President, you may pick whatever time that pleases you, and if we are not ready to proceed, we will notify you what the time would be then.
Okay. I'm going to have us stand at ease for 15, 20 minutes. So the Senate will be at ease 15, 20 minutes. The clock in the back as it gets close to 11 o'clock. So here we are. Will please come to order. The clerk will please. No, do we have to do that?
Yes.
We just recessed. We just stood at ease.
Yeah, just do it, and I'll talk to you after.
The Senate will please come to order, and the clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson?
Yeah.
Bates? Bates? Beyer? Beyer? Boquist? Burdick? Devlin? Dingfelder? Edwards? Farioli? George? Gerard? Haas? Johnson? Cruz? Montes Anderson? Monroe? Morse? Nelson? Olson? Brzezinski? Rosenbaum? Shields? Shields? Starr? Steiner Hayward? Telfer? Thompson? Berger? Whitsitt? Winters? President Courtney?
Yes. He's here. A quorum is present. The Senate recessed under the order of proposition of motions and will resume under that order. I see no proposition of motions. Action on executive appointments that require Senate confirmation. Introduction in the first reading of Senate measures. Second reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 1594, relating to weapons on school grounds and declaring emergency.
And this is passed to the calendar. The third reading of Senate measures, would the clerk please read the bill?
Senate Concurrent Resolution 211, adjourning sine die, 2012 regular session, 76th Legislative Assembly.
Recognize Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, please.
What?
What's the matter?
Mr. President, I'm not quite clear what you're calling on me for.
Let's go. Well, what I was calling you on is to about the sine die resolution. And without objection, I'm going to not call on you again and move it to the bottom at the foot of the calendar without objection, please. Thank you. I now recognize, would the clerk please read the bill, please?
Senate Concurrent Resolution 212, establishing deadlines for pre-session filed legislative measures for 2013 regular session of the 77th Legislative Assembly.
I'll now recognize Senator Lee Beyer, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I think you all know what this one is. It's administrative bill, if you will, that establishes the deadlines for pre-session filing of measures for the next session.
Discussion of the measure which is now before us. Closing remarks. Question arises upon the third reading, the final passage of SCR 212. Those opinion bills pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Starr? Starr?
Aye.
Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Telfer?
Aye.
Thompson? Berger? Whitsitt? Winters? Atkinson? Bates? Beyer? Boquist? Boquist? Burdick? Devlin? Devlin? Dingfelder? Edwards? Farioli? George?
Aye.
Gerard? Haas? Johnson?
Aye.
Cruz?
Aye.
Montes Anderson?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Morse?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Brzezinski?
Aye.
Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Shields?
Aye.
President Courtney?
Yes.
30 aye votes.
The SCR 212, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Would the clerk read the bill, please?
Senate Bill 1538, relating to education, declaring emergency.
I'll now recognize Senator Rob Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 1538 expands and clarifies the duties of the HEC, Higher Education Coordinating Commission, within the Oregon Education Investment Board. The measure transfers authority over dual credits and transfer credits from the Joint Boards of Education to the Higher Education Coordinating Commission, effective July 1, 2012. The measure also transfers licensing authority of career schools from the State Board to the HEC effective July 1, 2013. I urge your aye vote.
Discussion. Not Senator Monroe, do you wish to close? Question now arises on third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 1538. Those are the opinion the bill should pass. When it's their ayes, the names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Telfer?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Berger?
Aye.
Whitsitt? 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 Winters?
Aye.
Atkinson?
Yeah.
Bates? Beyer?
Aye.
Boquist?
Aye.
Burdick?
Aye.
Dublin?
Aye.
Dingfelder?
Aye.
Edwards?
Aye.
Ferrioli?
Aye.
George?
Aye.
Gerard?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Cruz?
Aye.
Monis Anderson?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Morse?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Brzezinski?
Aye.
Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Shields?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
President Courtney?
Yes.
30 aye votes.
Senate Bill 1538, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk, read the next bill.
Senate Bill 1543, relating to transportation, declare emergency.
Recognize Senator Starr.
Madam President, colleagues, Senate Bill 1543A is a bill related to transportation that was worked in the Senate Transportation Economic Development Business Committee. It's a bill that specifies that unspent bond funds from certain transportation projects must be reallocated to other projects. The bill also establishes pilot team conditions related to tug and assist vessels in Coos Bay. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means approved an amendment which allocates $5 million to Multnomah County for the Selwood Bridge interchange. It also allocates $9.5 million to Multnomah County for the Cornelius Pass Road project. Resources for the additional projects will come from new revenue to the Department of Transportation that it expects to receive from an interagency agreement with the Department of Administrative Services to purchase driver motor vehicle records. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of Senate Bill 1543, and I'd ask for your unanimous support. Thank you, Madam President.
Discussion. Recognize Senator Monis Anderson.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, Senate Bill 1543 is a jobs bill, and it is a mega jobs bill for my district. It's definitely going to increase commerce transport in my district. We have freight issues in Troutdale at 257th and I-84. We have some great industrial land there where the old Reynolds Aluminum Plant or Alcoa site used to be. And it has to be developed, and it really can only be developed more with some help of infrastructural investments in this important interchange. Trucks need to move in and out of this at this interchange in a much more efficient manner. We have a huge FedEx complex located there. We have an airport located there. It is a major truck stop for commerce going up and down the gorge. And we also have more industry looking at this area. But the only way we're going to be able to have this is if we do some important infrastructural investments at that site. I don't know if you've ever taken that exit off I-84, but it's terrible. People use that to get to Mount Hood Community College. They get it to go to Troutdale, and they need it to go sometimes when they want to go to Mount Hood and get to Highway 26. A lot of people use that, but a lot of trucks need to use that too. And so this is definitely going to help this. We need this legislation so that we can at least complete the project, and let's get our economy going. I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Further discussion? If not, Senator Starr, do you wish to close? He does not. The question now arises on third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 1543. Those are the opinion that the bill should pass. When it's our ayes, the names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Telfer?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Berger?
Aye.
Whitsitt?
Aye.
Winters?
Aye.
Atkinson?
Yeah.
Bates?
Aye.
Beyer?
Aye.
Boquist?
Aye.
Burdick?
Aye.
Dublin?
Aye.
Dingfelder?
Aye.
Edwards?
Aye.
Ferrioli?
Aye.
George?
Aye.
Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morris, Nelson, Olson, Prozanski, Rosenbaum, Shields, Starr, Steiner Hayward, President Courtney, 30 aye votes.
Senate Bill 1543, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will call the roll. The clerk will read the next bill.
Senate Bill 1591, relating to travel and declaring emergency.
Recognize Senator Thompson.
Me first?
That's what I have, unless our dear president disagrees.
No, I'll.
Okay. Recognize Senator Thompson.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Bill 1591 transfers responsibility for selected rest areas to the Travel Information Council for operation and maintenance phased in over the next 2 years. The measure modifies the membership and powers of the Travel Information Council, makes changes to the policy of the Oregon Motorist Information Act of 1971. The measure also requires the Department of Transportation to transfer additional state highway funds out of the state share of the highway fund to the Travel Information Council for the operation and maintenance of the added rest areas. The subcommittee approved an amendment to adjust location number rest areas for a total of 13, including the three currently managed by the Travel Information Council. Colleagues, back in August, I believe there was an article in the Oregonian that said they were closing the government camp rest area, and that's how I was made aware of the information. Got a lot of calls from local folks up there in the Mount Hood area, the Welch's area, government camp area, really upset with the state for closing their rest area. Their ODOT, I think this could have happened to any place in one of our districts throughout the state. They just chose this because it was on a state, it wasn't on a federal highway, I think, and they thought they could, ODOT figured they could save some dollars, maintenance dollars, by doing this. But the folks up in that area became really, they demanded that the state continue to fund that rest area, and they were really upset about that. There was an article, and I think what surprised a lot of people was there was an article in the Bend Bulletin about it, the local newspapers there. It wasn't just a government camp issue, it was a whole state issue. I received emails from people in Vancouver about that. So I just want to give a lot of thanks to this had a lot of hands in it. This is not a one-person thing. I always feel that bills that pass out of this session, you can't do anything by yourself, and if you try, you're doomed for failure. But I want to give a special thanks to Clackamas County, Oregon Travel Experience, and ODOT for getting a funding mechanism from last October to this time until the legislature was able to deal with this. I think it's a great thing for the whole state of Oregon. I think our rest areas are pretty crappy. Pardon the pun. There's some of those you don't even want to touch the walls when you go into. And I think Oregon Travel Experience will improve these over the years, and we'll see some really improved rest areas. Thank you.
Discussion. Recognize Senator Telfer.
Thank you, Madam President. Out of an abundance of caution, I'd like to announce a potential conflict of interest.
Please state your conflict.
My landlord here in Salem happens to be the CEO of Oregon Travel Experience.
Your potential conflict will be noted for the record. Recognize Senator Hass.
Potential conflict.
Please state your potential conflict.
My employer has done business with the Oregon Travel Experience.
Your potential conflict will be entered in the record. A further discussion? If not, Senator Courtney, do you wish to close?
A moment, please. This started in 2009, Senator Starr, Senator Johnson, myself, Senator Verger, among others. This rest area issue has started to come to the surface in terms of the conditions of rest areas. I don't want to cast aspersions on ODOT or state parks. There's also a Cow Creek Band of the Umpqua Tribe operates one, and the city of Oak Ridge operates one. There's a total of 77 rest areas in the state of Oregon. And we decided that all of a sudden the Oregon Travel Experience really wanted to do this. And I mean no disrespect to ODOT or Parks. We can require them to do it, but I've always found in life if you have to require an agency to do something, they'll do it, but it's not priority, and sometimes that's a problem. And so we stumbled across this idea at the Oregon Travel Experience, and darn if we didn't, in that bill that came out in 2009 session called the Jobs and Transportation Act, we started to move money in that direction. I think we were somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 or 9. The good senator preceded me said 13, but I thought we started with 7 of these, and then we increased it to 9. And this is going to put them up to around 26. But I think you should know, I think in the future we're going to more and more move in this direction because they are now managing these things in the Grants Pass area, Boardman, Ontario, as well as the Salem, Eugene, as well as just north of here. You just take Baldock, which is a rest area just north here, heavily used. There was crime problems. It was dirty. The restrooms, the grounds were littered. And if you use those restrooms today, it's remarkable the transition that's taken place by the Oregon Travel Experience. And we'd like to do that with our rest areas, not to be funny, but I know that we're all eventually going to have to use a rest area. It's nice to have a clean one. I think it also defines us as a people in remarkable ways. I think you all know when you travel in other states, just the conditions of the roads in terms of litters. Oregon's roads are not littered, basically, compared to the other states. And I know you take great pride in that. And this is an extension of that, that our rest areas speak volumes of as us as a people, as our culture, as Oregonians. It's just another way of saying we're clean, we want to be clean, we want to present that face. It's good for business, but it's also good for our pride. And this Oregon Travel Experience, they're using volunteers. Communities are adopting these rest areas that, you know, like Clackamas County and things. And so that's the dynamic that's underway here. I really want to thank ODOT and others because there is some moving of funds around and that. But I think we are seeing a major revolution in this state as how we're going to take care of our rest areas in the future. So I think it's a nice piece of legislation. I can't say enough about Senator Chuck Thompson. When he came to me, this was all about government camp and that rest area there. What I've never used. I've seen it. I've heard some not very nice things about it. Actually, that went away. ODOT said, we'll do it, just don't make it political. And he and I decided to shoot the moon and go for everything. And he was a big player, and he introduced this bill, and I didn't think the bill would go anywhere. I did not think this bill would go anywhere. We'd have a nice public hearing before our transportation committees, and people would be very nice to us, but I never thought it would see the light of day. So this is one of those things that surprises me. It's one of the things that's having me smiling about February, because I'm not smiling a lot right now. So I hope we can have a nice vote on this. Go green on 1591. Thank you, Madam President.
Question now arises on third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 1591. Those with the opinion the bill should pass will answer ayes if names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Thompson? Berger? Whitsitt? Winters? Atkinson? Bates? Beyer? Boquist? Burdick? Devlin? Dingfelder? Edwards? Ferrioli? George? Girard? Haas? Johnson? Cruz? Montes Anderson? Monroe? Morris? Nelson? Olson? Prozanski? Rosenbaum? Shields? Starr? Steiner Hayward? Telfer? President Courtney, 30 aye votes.
Senate Bill 1591, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. First reading of House measures. Second reading of House measures.
House Bill 4045, relating to public disclosures, concealed handgun license information, declaring emergency. House Bill 4056, relating to task force on STEM access success, appropriating declaring emergency. House Bill 4058, relating to higher education textbooks and prescribing effective date. House Bill 4077, relating to teen dating violence. House Bill 4084, relating to vulnerable persons, declaring emergency. House Bill 4093, relating to extension enterprise zones, prescribing effective date. House Bill 4170, relating to dog training, prescribing effective date. House Bill 4172, relating to use of retired state police officers in forest laws concerning tobacco products, appropriating declaring emergency.
Pass the calendar. Third reading of House measures. The clerk will read the bill.
House Concurrent Resolution 205 in memoriam of Representative Allen B. Pinn, 1936-2011.
Recognize Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, House Concurrent Resolution 205 comes to you from the Senate Committee on Rules, and it deals with a wonderful gentleman reading on his history, Allen B. Pinn. He was a representative, a member of the Oregon House of Representatives from 1969 to 1973. He was raised in West Lynn, which is right across the river from my district, and graduated from both Oregon State University and the Northwestern School of Law and Lewis and Clark College. He enjoyed a bipartisan reputation as a legislator, known for his humor and his intellect. He was a bargain hunter. He was a collector, and according to the resolution, Mr. Penn collected a variety of items, including military uniforms, weapons, animal head mounts, and remote mountain cabins. It would be quite a collection to own remote mountain cabins. He also loved animals, and he regularly fed ducks and geese in his pond and kept salt licks on his property for the deer. Mr. Penn was 75 years old when he passed away on December 5th of 2011 and is survived by his twin sons, Parrish and Travis. Colleagues, I urge an aye vote on this resolution.
Discussion. If not, Senator Olson, do you wish to close? He does not. The question now arises on third reading and final passage of HCR 205. Those with the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as your names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Berger?
Aye.
Whitsitt? Winters?
Aye.
Atkinson?
Aye.
Bates?
Aye.
Beyer?
Aye.
Boquist?
Aye.
Burdick?
Aye.
Devlin?
Aye.
Dingfelder?
Aye.
Edwards?
Aye.
Farioli?
Aye.
George? Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morse, Nelson, Olson, Przanski, Rosenbaum, Shields, Starr, Steiner Hayward, Telfer, Thompson, President Courtney, 30 aye votes.
HCR 205, having received a constitutional majority, is declared adopted. Clerk, read the next bill.
House Bill 4002, relating to forestry education.
Recognize Senator Gerard.
Thank you, Madam President. House Bill 4002 is a good bill. It establishes a five-member forestry education council and creates a sub-account in the Oregon State Systems Fund dedicated to funding investments in professional forestry education. The council is directed to establish criteria and measurements for Oregon State University to use in determining which investments to make related to forestry education using funds available from the subaccount. The measure identifies several potential sources of funds. However, the amount of money available for deposit into the subaccount is unknown. Once funding is identified, there is a minimal fiscal impact to Oregon State University system for the expense of the council. To date, there has been no known opposition to this bill.
Discussion. Recognize Senator Telfer.
Thank you, Madam President. A question of the carrier.
Will the carrier yield?
Of course.
You will.
In Section 1, the bill says that this is basically creating a sub-account, and in this sub-account is going to be various monies, some of which are legally restricted, some of which are by the donor or the grantor, some are restricted by statute, and some are unrestricted but committed by the legislature. Do we have a way within this sub-account to account for those varying restrictions?
Thank you for the question. Madam President, Senator Telfer, I would assume so, but that is an assumption. This is a bureaucracy, and the accounting mechanisms are sometimes in question, but I would assume so.
Madam President, to the bill?
To the bill.
I appreciate the answer to the question. I just want to stress that my delving into our accounting system makes me a little concerned that we may not have an appropriate way to account for the various legal restrictions placed on some of these monies. While I support the bill, I'm just getting on the record that I have a concern and that I would hope that the department, whoever's doing the accounting for this, is very concise and precise about separating the legal restricted monies from those that are not restricted. Thank you.
Further discussion? If not, Senator Gerard, do you wish to close? He does not. The question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 4002. Those in favor of the bill will answer aye as the names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Whitsitt?
Aye.
Winters?
Aye.
Atkinson?
Yes.
Bates?
Aye.
Beyer?
Aye.
Boquist?
Aye.
Burdick? Devlin? Dingfelder? Edwards? Ferrioli? George? Gerard? Haas? Johnson? Cruz? Monis Anderson? Monroe? Morris? Nelson? Olson? Prozanski? Rosenbaum? Shields? Starr? Steiner Hayward? Telfer? Thompson? Berger? President Courtney? 30 aye votes.
House Bill 4002, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 4003, relating to State Department of Agriculture's food safety fees.
Recognize Senator Edwards.
Thank you, Madam President. House Bill 4003 authorizes the Department of Agriculture to adopt fees for the food safety program that are up to 3% higher than the previous year's fees. Fees may not be increased more than once per year. The department has no plans to increase fees this biennium. Billings for the food safety program are processed July of each year. Passage of this bill will allow the agency to prepare for possible fee increases if costs dictate in the spring of 2013 for bills sent out in July of 2013. The 3% increase allowance would sunset January 2nd, 2019. And in addition, I would say that the stakeholder groups that are paying the fees have been very much in support of this authority by the department and have testified as such. And because of that, it received unanimous support in Ways and Means, and I encourage the same here.
Discussion. Not Senator Edwards. Do you wish to close?
No.
He does not. Question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 4003. Those of the opinion bill should pass will answer aye. The names are called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, call the roll.
Winters? Atkinson? Bates? Beyer? Boquist? Burdick? Devlin? Dingfelder? Edwards? Ferrioli? George? Gerard? Haas? Johnson? Cruz? Monis Anderson? Monroe? Morris? Nelson? Olson? Prozanski? Rosenbaum? Shields? Starr? Steiner Hayward? Telfer? Thompson? Berger? Whitsitt? President Courtney? Voting no, Ferrioli, Cruz, Morris? 27 aye votes.
House Bill 4003, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk, read the next bill.
House Bill 4014, related to education, declared emergency.
Recognize Senator Haas.
Fellow state senators, this bill is a combination of two bills. The first part was developed over on the House side, aimed at providing relief from reporting mandates to Oregon schools. You may recall that in the last session, 2011, we passed two bills that got to what the Department of Education calls the low-hanging fruit of relief from reporting mandates. Now we're up in the upper branches of that tree, and we're still taking off some of those mandates, including eliminating the required recognition of Arbor Week, Women in History Week, and Oregon Statehood Week, which is was especially puzzling to me because Oregon Statehood Week reporting had been in May, and as we all know, Oregon Statehood is usually celebrated in February. It eliminates the requirement for the State Board of Education to mediate charter disputes, eliminates textbook adoption reporting requirements, and there are about a dozen of those, and it was a good bill. It's not going to save hundreds of thousands of dollars for schools like the bill that we passed in the last session, but it will save, I would guess, tens of thousands of dollars, and I think that's a good thing and will be very welcome to the schools in our districts. The second part of this bill is something that we've already voted on. a Technical Education Omnibus Act that makes seven or eight technical changes in the universe of education, from ESD changes and technical fixes there to ending some conflicts we had in different bills that passed last time. When that bill passed this chamber 30 to nothing, it went over to the House and was referred to the Education Committee in the House, which abruptly ended, and that bill was caught in the collateral damage. So we amended it back into House Bill 4014. I urge your approval for both of these separate initiatives into one bill. They're very good for education. They don't cost anything, and they make this state more efficient.
Discussion. If not, Senator House, do you wish to close? He does not. The question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 4014. Those of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as the names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk call the roll.
Atkinson?
Yes.
Bates?
Yes.
Beyer?
Aye.
Boquist?
Aye.
Burdick?
Aye.
Devlin?
Aye.
Dingfelder? Edwards?
Aye.
Ferrioli? George?
Aye.
Girard?
Aye.
Haas? Johnson?
Aye.
Cruz?
Aye.
Monis Anderson?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Morse?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Brzezinski?
Aye.
Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Shields?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Telfer?
Aye.
Telfer?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Berger?
Aye.
Whitsitt?
Aye.
Winters?
Aye.
President Courtney? 30 aye votes.
House Bill 4014, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk, clerk read the next bill.
House Bill 4023, relating to guardianships and juvenile dependency proceedings, and declare emergency.
Recognize Senator Winters.
Thank you, Madam President. House Bill 4023 allows the court to appoint a community guardian and establish a community guardianship as a permanent planning option for youth 16 years of age or older in the custody of the Department of Human Services. Teenagers whose parents are not able to provide a home often look for temporary homes in their communities with friends or extended family members. When they are in the custody of the Department of Human Services, they are placed in foster homes, group homes, or residential programs. If these youth do not like these homes, they often run away. This bill provides these youth with the option of community guardianship. The bill defines community guardianship to include private child caring agencies and homes established and maintained by fraternal organization. Assuming that the appointed community guardian will not receive assistance, costs from the Department of Human Services, passage of this bill is anticipated to result in potential savings for the Department of Human Services. This passed out of your Joint Ways and Committee unanimously, and I urge your aye vote.
Discussion. Not Senator Winters. Do you wish to close? She does not. The question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 4023. Those of the opinion the bill should pass when it's aye is the name called. Those opposed, no. The clerk call the roll.
Bates. Bates. Beyer.
Aye.
Boquist.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Ferrioli. George?
Aye.
Girard?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Cruz?
Aye.
Monis Anderson?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Morse?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Brzezinski?
Aye.
Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Shields?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Telfer?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Berger?
Whitsitt,
Winters, Atkinson, President Courtney, 30 aye votes.
House Bill 4023, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 4027, relating to limitations on the liability of persons providing services without compensation, declared emergency.
House Bill 4026 is next, I believe. You said House Bill 4027. That was just the one? Oh, got it. Okay. House, thank you. Recognize Senator Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, I bring you House Bill 4027B, which comes with a unanimous do-pass recommendation from the Senate Committee on Rules. This is a very good bill that will allow more medical care to be provided to people that are homeless or in danger of becoming homeless. As it was amended in the Rules Committee, it's a very narrowly crafted common sense bill that allows charitable organizations to provide health care by providing immunity from civil liability to registered volunteers with these nonprofits as long as the volunteers meet the following criteria. They must provide service to homeless individuals or individuals who are at risk of becoming homeless. They must not be being paid or receiving compensation for providing these services, and the services cannot constitute an intentional tort or be provided in a grossly negligent manner. So as I said at the outset, this bill is really a good bill that will make more care available to people who desperately need it. The bill came forward from various organizations, but particularly from some homeless veterans organizations in Central Oregon. And so it's something we can do to take care of people who really need this help. And I urge your aye vote. Thank you, Madam President.
Discussion? If not, Senator Rosenbaum, do you wish to close?
No, thank you, Madam President.
The question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 4027. Those of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye. The names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Beyer. Boquist. Boquist. Burdick. Devlin. Dingfelder. Edwards. Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morse, Nelson, Olson, Prozanski, Rosenbaum, Shields, Starr, Steiner Hayward, Telfer, Thompson, Berger, Whitsitt, Winters, Winters, Atkinson, yes. Bates, President Courtney, yes. Excused, Boquist, 29 aye votes.
House Bill 4027, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk, read the next bill.
House Bill 4059, relating to higher education, prescribing effective date.
Recognize Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Madam President. House Bill 4059 directs the HEC, Higher Education Coordinating Commission, to carry out goals related to awarding academic credit for prior learning by students. The measure directs the HEC to appoint an advisory committee to coordinate implementation of the goals and submit a report to the Legislative Assembly by the December 31st of each calendar year. The measure also directs the HEC to prepare a report to the legislature proposing a partnership with the Western Governors University to provide online competency-based higher education degree programs. This report is to be submitted by November 1st of this year, 2012. I urge your aye vote.
Discussion? If not, Senator Monroe, do you wish to close? He does not. Question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 4059. Those in the opinion of the bill should pass will answer aye as the names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Boquist, Burdick, Devlin, Dingfelder, Edwards, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morse, Nelson, Olson, Prozanski, Rosenbaum, Shields, Starr, Steiner Hayward, Telfer, Thompson, Berger, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, President Courtney, excuse, Boquist, 29 aye votes.
House Bill 4059, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk, read the next bill.
House Bill 4082, relating to court-appointed special advocates, appropriating money in declared emergency.
Recognize Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, this bill provides a new home for CASA, court-appointed special advocates, with the Oregon Volunteers Commission for Voluntary Action and Service, a program of the Housing and Community Services Department, while continued efforts are made for a potential permanent placement within the Oregon Judicial Branch. CASA is a research-based, effective program of trained, competent, court-appointed community volunteers stepping forward to deliver greater efficiency in government systems and significantly improve outcomes for abused and neglected children. The program is replicated statewide and is serving children in all 36 counties. As of June 2011, more than 1,800 CASA volunteers advocated for 5,278 children. Of those children, 1,600 are in safe, permanent homes. CASA programs leveraged $3.60 for every state dollar in 2010. The bill requires each CASA volunteer program to report biennially to a standing and interim committee of the Oregon Legislative Assembly related to the provision of court-appointed special advocate services. The bill directs the Judicial Department, Housing and Community Services, and the Oregon Volunteers Commission to study the appropriate structure and operation for funding in the administration of the CASA program and make recommendations to the legislature. The bill contains an emergency clause and is effective on passage. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means approved the establishment of one position and $1.3 million, consisting primarily of fund balance for the CASA program and the State Commission on Children and Families, for the Department of Housing and Community Services to administer the CASA program. Your Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of House Bill 4082 as amended.
Discussion? If not, Senator Johnson, do you wish to close?
I do not. Thank you.
Question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 4082. Those are the opinion the bill should pass. Will answer aye. The names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Burdick? Devlin? Devlin? Dingfelder? Edwards? Ferrioli? George? Gerard? Haas? Johnson? Cruz? Monis Anderson? Monroe? Morris? Nelson? Olson? Brzezinski? Brzezinski? Rosenbaum? Shields? Starr? Steiner Hayward? Telfer?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Verger?
Aye.
Whitsitt? Winters?
Aye.
Atkinson?
Yes.
Bates?
Aye.
Beyer?
Aye.
Boquist? President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused. Boquist? 29 aye votes.
House Bill 4082, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk, read the next bill.
House Bill 4091, relating to criminal records checks and declaring emergency.
Recognize Senator Steiner Hayward.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, House Bill 4091 directs the Oregon Department of Administrative Services to convene a work group comprised of appropriate state agencies, law enforcement, privacy advocates, local governments, concerned organizations, and anybody else who's interested to make recommendations about a new system for performing criminal records checks. And the bill requires DAS to report to us on or before November 30th of this year. As you probably know, dozens of paid and unpaid positions require a criminal background check as a condition for employment or licensing. We have over 50 separate state agencies and boards that have developed their own unique rules and processes for doing those background checks. Some are quick, and others take weeks to complete. This costs us time and money. People who want to start jobs can't. They're sitting at home, doing nothing, drawing unemployment, and not contributing to our economy. People who want to volunteer can't because we're waiting for background checks. And these go affect school employees, dentists, physicians, state senators, and all sorts of other people. That being said, if you want to work in two jobs, you have to go through two background checks. And if you want to be in two volunteer positions, you have to go through two separate background checks. And I personally am the poster child for this because I've undergone three in the past 6 months. I went through a background check to become a foster parent. I went through a background check to become a state senator, and I went through a background check to become a volunteer at the Portland Public Schools. So you would think that the public schools, knowing that I am a foster parent and a state senator, would not worry about me having to have a background check, but such is not the case. And I have not yet been given official approval after a month to be a volunteer in the Portland Public Schools. So, colleagues, I urge your aye vote on a bill that will allow us to set up a much more sane system for managing criminal background checks. Let's get people back to work, and let's get volunteers where they want to be. Thank you.
Discussion. If not, Senator Steiner-Hayward, do you wish to close? She does not. The question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 4091. Those of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as the names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk call the roll.
Devlin? Dingfelder? Edwards? Ferrioli? George? Gerard? Haas? Johnson? Cruz? Monis Anderson? Monroe? Morse? Nelson? Olson? Brzezinski? Rosenbaum? Shields? Starr? Steiner Hayward? Telfer? Thompson? Berger? Whitsitt? Winters? Atkinson? Bates? Beyer? Boquist? Burdick? President Courtney? Excused? Burdick? Or excused? Boquist? 29 aye votes.
House Bill 4091, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 4163, relating to judicial security personnel and declared emergency.
Recognize Senator Monroe.
Madam President, House Bill 4163 changes the title of Court Security Office to Judicial Security Marshal and the title Court Security Personnel to Judicial Security Personnel. Further requires the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training, DPSST, to train judicial security personnel and for the Oregon Judicial Department to pay for the training. It is the Judicial Department's discretion as to whether or not this training occurs. Judicial security personnel do not currently qualify to be trained or to maintain certification with the DPSST. I urge your aye vote.
Discussion? Do you wish to close? Must now rise upon the third reading the final passage of House Bill 4163. Those opinion bills pass. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Dingfelder? Dingfelder? Edwards? Ferrioli? George? Gerard? Haas? Johnson? Cruz? Monis Anderson? Monroe? Morse? Nelson? Olson? Brzezinski? Rosenbaum? Shields? Starr? Steiner Hayward? Telfer? Thompson? Berger? Whitsitt? Winters? Atkinson? Bates? Beyer? Boquist? Burdick? Devlin? President Courtney?
Yes.
Excuse? 30 aye votes.
The House Bill 4163, having received a constant majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill, please.
House Bill 4167, relating to offenses and declared emergency.
Recognize Senator Rod Monroe, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 4167 makes technical changes to the current law implementation of House Bill 2712, which passed with the criminal fines measure that passed in the last session. The measure makes technical changes to clarify fine amounts and the distribution of revenues by the Judicial Department and by the Department of Revenue. I would urge your aye vote.
Discussion, please. Senator Monroe, do you wish to close? Recognize Senator Frank Morris, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I rise and make a rather unusual point with respect to this bill and the two bills that follow. I would bring to your attention that these bills have been introduced by the Ways and Means Committee. I am not in opposition, and I am not speaking no to the content of the bill But sometime, somewhere, somebody needs to stand on this floor and recognize that the process by which we are moving bills is a broken process. This is a judiciary bill. It should have started in judiciary. It should have gone through a substantive committee. It did not. It went directly to Ways and Means and has come to the floors for a vote. This has happened increasingly, and this is more of a remonstrance, Mr. President, than it is focusing to this bill. But we are breaking the long-standing history of this institution by violating the integrity of the substantive committees, and this is an example of that. And for that reason, Mr. President, I will be a no on this bill and the two to follow, and I will not make this statement again when I'm speaking to those bills. Thank you.
Thank you. Recognize there was a further discussion of the measure which is now before us. Senator Rohde, wish to close? The question now arises upon the third reading and final passage of House Bill 4167. Those opinion bills pass the aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Edwards? Ferrioli? George? Girard? Haas? Johnson? Cruz? Montes Anderson? Monroe? Morse? Nelson? Olson? Brzezinski? Rosenbaum? Rosenbaum? Shields? Starr? Steiner Hayward? Telfer? Thompson? Berger? Whitsitt? Winters? Atkinson? Bates? Beyer? Boquist? Burdick? Devlin? Devlin? Dingfelder? President Courtney?
Yes.
Voting no, Atkinson, Boquist, George, Girard, Haas, Cruz, Morse, Olson, 22 aye votes.
The House Bill 4167, having a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill, please.
House Bill 4168, relating to course and declared emergency.
Recognize Senator Joanne Verger, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, House Bill 4168 actually just makes technical changes to the current law implementation of House Bill 2710, which all of you passed in 2011 and was sincerely vetted through a task force and through all the proper committees. It was the civil fee measure that was passed by you in 2011. The measure has an emergency clause and is effective on passage. The measure makes technical changes to clarify the fee amounts, reestablishes the exemption for the court charging public bodies a copy fee, and codifies recent fees established by the Chief Justice order. The measure also directs the state court administrator to study the historic funding levels of county law libraries and conciliation and mediation services, which many of you have questioned, and report back to the Legislative Assembly by December the 31st, 2012. So you will have an opportunity of seeing what that is recommended. An interim committee has been established to address policy concerns related to the civil fees. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of House Bill 4168 as amended.
Thank you. Discussion of the measure which is before us. Senator Verger, do you wish to close? The question now arises upon the third reading and final passage of House Bill 4168. Those opinion bills pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Ferrioli? George? Girard? Haas? Johnson? Cruz? Montes Anderson? Monroe? Morse? Nelson? Olson? Brzezinski? Rosenbaum? Shields? Starr? Steiner Hayward? Telfer? Thompson? Berger? Whitsitt? Winters? Atkinson? Bates? Beyer? Beyer? Boquist? Burdick? Devlin? Dingfelder? Edwards? President Courtney?
Yes.
Voting no, Atkinson, Beyer, Boquist, George, Girard, Haas, Cruz, Morse, Olson, Thompson, 20 aye votes.
House Bill 4168, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Senator Jeff Cruz, for what purpose are you rising?
Thank you, Mr. President. Vote explanation.
Please file your vote explanation.
Thank you, Mr. President. Along the same lines as my good friend from Lynn and Benton counties, it's not necessarily the content of this bill, the previous bill, or the bill to follow. It's a violation of the process by which we are supposed to do legislation in this body. These are substantive bills, should have came through a policy committee rather than just going straight to Ways and Means.
Your vote explanation has now been placed in the record, and will the clerk please read the next bill?
House Bill 4169, related to offenses and declared emergency.
Recognize Senator Jackie Winters, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is another technical fix bill that was done in 2011, and the bills that affected was House Bill 3075, House Bill 2104, House Bill 2710, and House Bill 2712. House Bill 4169 modifies fees that defendants pay when convicted of driving under the influence of intoxicant and to petition for diversion. Four DUIs measures were passed during the 2011 session. The timing of their passage created conflicts in the amount of the fee increases and the distribution of those funds, which Ways and Means is responsible for funding distribution. House Bill 4169 clarifies the fee amount and the distribution of the revenue. The measure changes the district attorney's diversion fee to $100 and provide for the waiver or referral of the fee. The measure has an emergency clause and is effective on passage. Your Joint Ways and Means Committee urges an aye vote.
Discussion, please. Senator Winters, do you wish to close?
No, Mr. President.
Question arises upon a third reading and final passage of House Bill 4169. Those opinion bills to pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
George? Aye. Girard? Aye. Haas? Aye. Johnson? Cruz, Lonis Anderson, Monroe, Morse, Nelson, Olson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Shields, Starr, Steiner Hayward, Telfer, Thompson, Berger, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Boquist, Burdick, Devlin, Dingfelder, Edwards, Ferrioli, President Courtney?
Yes.
Voting no, Atkinson, Boquist, Cruz, Morse, Olson, 25 aye votes.
The House Bill 4169, having received constitutional majority, is declared passed. Senator Jason Atkinson, for what purpose do you rise?
Turn to the order of courtesies, Mr. President.
Without objection, please feel free to do so.
Mr. President, look what I got. This guy right here is Mr. Marshall Smith, and his mother, Lauren, is right here, and his very proud father, who does not want to be on television, is over there, Mr. Morgan Smith. This is a future, what's the position? Left tackle. Apparently, they make the most money to take care of their mothers. Please welcome this new baby.
Welcome, Marshall and Lauren Morgan, particularly you, Marshall. Hope you're having a great day here, and hope you do well in football and as well as academically. And it's an honor and privilege to have you here. Stay as long as you like, and which we say we like young people on the floor. It makes us feel young again. So thank you very much, Marshall, for being here today. We'll now return to the regular order of the Senate, which is under the third reading of the House measures. Would the clerk please read the bill?
House Bill 4171, regulating election filing deadlines and declaring emergency.
Recognize Senator Jenny Burdick, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 4171 comes from the Senate Committee on Rules with a unanimous vote. After candidates for elective office are chosen by political parties, the parties inform the Secretary of State, and the Secretary of State in turn is required to notify Oregon's county clerks by a particular deadline. With regard to the upcoming election in November 2012, both of the major political parties' naming conventions where they choose in-state electoral candidates and candidates for president and vice president are scheduled to occur after the Secretary of State's filing deadline. To accommodate their schedules, House Bill 4171 extends the deadline to file to the 60th day before the general election. Similar circumstances in 2008 were addressed by House Bill 3602, which extended the deadline to the 55th day before the general election. However, newly enacted federal legislation governing ballots to military and overseas voters make such an extension unworkable. Moving this deadline to the 60th day will meet the timelines of both party conventions without disrupting the rest of the election schedule, and I recommend an aye vote.
Discussion of the measure which is now before us. Senator Burdick, do you wish to close? Question now rises upon a third reading and final passage of House Bill 4171. Those opinion bills pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Girard? Hass? Johnson? Cruz? Montes Anderson? Monroe? Morse? Nelson? Olson? Prozanski? Rosenbaum? Shields? Starr? Steiner Hayward? Telfer? Thompson? Berger? Whitsitt? Winters? Atkinson? Bates? Beyer? Boquist? Burdick? Devlin? Dingfelder? Edwards? Ferrioli? George? President Courtney?
Yes.
30 aye votes.
House Bill 4171, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Would the clerk please read the bill?
House Bill 4173, relating to printing of official election ballots and declaring emergency.
Recognize Senator Jason Atkinson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is House Bill 4173, which is more referred to in my mind as the Photoshop bill, because this bill allows a candidate, as we passed in 2009, to identify on the ballot up to three political parties who have nominated this candidate. Currently, the statute requires the political party or the political parties, plural, to be printed on the opposite side of candidates' names. Unfortunately, there's software throughout the state that doesn't allow that to happen. So believe it or not, Mr. President, your Rules Committee had to sit through a housekeeping bill to allow those political party names to be placed under the candidate's name rather than at far right text center. Other than that, it's a good bill. I'd urge an aye vote.
Discussion, please, the measure which is now before us. Senator Atkinson, do you wish to close? The question now rises upon a third reading. The final passage of a House Bill 4173. Those opinion bills will pass. Will say aye. Their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk, please call the roll.
Hass? Johnson? Cruz? Montes Anderson? Monroe? Morse? Nelson? Olson? Prozanski? Rosenbaum? Rosenbaum? Shields? Starr? Steiner Hayward? Telfer? Thompson? Berger? Whitsitt? Winters? Atkinson? Bates? Beyer? Boquist? Burdick? Devlin? Dingfelder? Edwards? Ferrioli? George? Girard? President Courtney?
Yes.
30 aye votes.
House Bill 4173, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. I will carry over SCR 211 till tomorrow's calendar, which is March 1st. Messages from the House, please.
Mr. President, I'm Derek Barry, the co-speaker. Since informing the House has passed House Bill 4005, Senate Bill 1588, Senate Bill 1563B, Rep. Sal Esquivel, co-chair, Rep. Brad Witt, co-chair, Rep. Gene Cowan, and Representative Julie Parrish appointed the House conferees.
Revert to the first reading of House measures, please.
House Bill 4005, relating tax credit for livestock killed by predators and prescribing an effective date.
Other business of the Senate. We're now on announcements. Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the moment you've all been waiting for, and because this is Leap Day, We are going to leap over today's Senate Democratic Caucus and not have one. And instead, we are going to come in half an hour before floor session for caucus at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
I recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will have no caucus at noon today. We will caucus tomorrow, 1/2 hour before floor. Thank you, Mr. President.
Are there further announcements on the floor? We will not meet this afternoon. We will call back in tomorrow morning. If there are no further announcements and without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, which is March 1st, 2012. The Senate is now in adjournment.